Through the Gospel according to Mark, in our chapter tonight, chapter 6. Two things I want to share. First, in my experience as a priest in different places around the world. And then second, kind of a question for many of you. We'll leave that at the very end. Jesus, he was in his own town. And now he's adult. He's a God-man again. And you have people asking about him, gossiping, right? Kind of like normal, which is not good. But talking about this person, Jesus, and how is he different? He's smart, he sounds like. Sounds like he's preaching. And wait a second, that's this little punk. I mean, that's Mary and Joseph's kid, right? Why? What put him in charge of us? Why is he in the synagogue preaching about us? And what did Jesus say? A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin and in his own house. As a priest, preaching in the United States is very different in the little time I've had going to something like Ghana, Africa. Parishioners there would soak in anything that was truthful in our Catholic Church. Or if I go to an elementary school in Ghana, Africa, whether they're Catholic or not, all the kids would stand up. When I came to somebody's house, they would treat me like a king. Really, I know my friends, I joke, you know Father Albert Uga, I've joked with him a lot. He calls me the madman, I call him the sinner. But when I go over there, it's like going into like your kings. Kind of like what we were 50, 60 years ago. And I think there is a little balance that needs to be there maybe on his side. And also protection from us today in the craziness of our country. It's hard for us to preach about morality in the United States. Right? I hope you understand that. And some things I might preach about, people would just get ticked. On abortion, contraception, issues going around the country where things are legal, but as a Catholic, it's not. My second thought was, what about you? Because I didn't actually grow up in International Falls. You know, so Jesus was talking about where he was brought up. So I was brought up in McGregor. And the big picture of the world, yeah, we're in the, you know, my town looks similar to this place. Lakes, grass, trees, 6 months of the year of winter. Very similar than this. Maybe not as cold. But a question for you is, how do you preach in International Falls? Not only do you know if all of you have lived here most, if not all of your life. And I just ask to bring that into your prayerfulness. But I think the answer is, you got to use the Holy Spirit. You got to. You have to know what's going on. But everybody knows everybody. You know, and even being here several years, I know more people. And I need to be careful to say this, or this group will be offensive, or whatever. So as you have lived here, how do you preach? And listen to what Jesus said. It's harder in your own town than going around. I mean, that's why I will invite people from different places to come up here, for instance, in Advent or Lent. You know, what Nick Davidson gave last weekend or 2 weeks ago when he preached about families and kids, it was unbelievable. Well, he's new here, you know, but he is amazing. And other people that come up to preach in this area helps us. You don't always want to hear the pastor every day, every week, but it is good for other people to visit, right? So, some thoughts for myself as a priest in the United States, how it's different around the world, and for yourself. Please pray and think about the Holy Spirit, how He is calling you to show the good news of Jesus and what we believe as Catholics.